And now to honor America, please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Every week, Louis Van Gaal's army! Louis Van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Best news. We ain't got no best news today, sir.
As with any big defeat, we're going to just toss it to the gaffer. His post-game press conference. Take it away, Jose.
A delusion, right? Is the word?
Delusion.
A delusion, no? If we would, lose the match, I don't want to make a drama of it. We don't have time for that. We have a match on Saturday. We have no time to be sad for more than 24 hours, and that's. That's football. That's not the end of the world. I sit in this chair twice in the Champions League, and I knock out Man United at home at Old Trafford. I sit in this chair with Porto, Man United out. I sit in this chair with Real Madrid, Man United out. So I don't think is something new for the club. And of course, being Manchester United manager and losing a Champions League tie at home is a delusion, obviously. I don't think the performance was bad. I think the intention and the way we started was really good and was really positive. And then after 10, 15 minutes of that, I would say success without goals, Sevilla has a good team and they can hide the ball. They have players in midfield that are really good on that, hiding the ball from the opponent. And they try to do that, and they did that for the majority of the time. In the first half, I don't remember a dangerous situation for them. So I think was a good control performance by them, but without any kind of danger. We had dangerous situations in the first half. We had again a good start in the second half, and again we had chances to score. The first goal would always change the direction of the game, and the first goal was for them. Sometimes I am lucky with changes. Other times other managers are lucky with their changes, and I think was a good happy move by Vincenzo to bring Ben Yedder, and when they score the first goal, then the game is completely different.
And we're back. Dire comments from the manager. Says that Manchester United is used to getting bounced out of the Champions League.
Yikes.
I didn't think the post-match presser could make this defeat any worse, but Jose with some strange words.
Stomping on the nuts of every Manchester United fan around the world. This is like the anti-David Moyes. You know, instead of David Moyes being like, well, you know, happy to be there.
Trolling the team.
Full troll on not just the team, the whole club. This is like sad state. This is the only thing I hate about Mourinho is when he says shit like this. And this is the worst he said, probably.
I would think you just keep a straight line, stick with his comments about, you know, the first goal was going to determine the match. They got us, you know, we tried to go forward, yada, yada, yada. Instead, he says, I've sat in this chair twice before with Porto, Manchester United out, and Real Madrid, Manchester United out. So I don't think it's anything new for the club.
Yikes.
Did he win the Champions League with Real Madrid?
Nope.
I don't think so. So, bizarre comments. I don't know what he meant by that. Is he trying to take a shot that we're no good, we don't deserve to be here? In the last couple of years, Champions League's been tough for us. What do you think, sir?
I don't know why he said it. I think it's everything that every United fan feared before Mourinho came aboard. You know, this kind of negative comments, this kind of attacking the club, it ain't good. You know, everyone's gutted by the loss, gutted by the performance, not happy to crash out of Europe the way we did, like with such a tepid performance. But you don't need to say shit like that.
Just signed a deal, too.
Just signed a deal.
Just signed a
like
deal.
Like 6 weeks ago, bro.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, let's not lambast the manager too much. Let's get into the match. Of course, we're talking about the Champions League. Manchester United 1, Sevilla 2. Home, under the lights, Old Trafford.
Got the score right, but...
You got the score right. Just wrong teams. Lineup. He went the 4-2-3-1. Dave saves in net. Valencia, Bailly, Smalling, Young. Matic, Fellaini. The tree comes in for McTominay. Lingard, Rashford, Sanchez, and Lukaku. And another note, he played Rashford on the right-hand side instead of the left tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it worked so well against Liverpool. Why don't we just switch it up?
Hey, what did you think going into the match? I thought that lineup was fairly attacking, should get the job done. Seeing Fellaini in for McTominay, you'd think that that's because he can get forward, try to knock on some balls to Lingard, Sanchez, Lukaku. I think he was thinking attack here. What were your feelings before the match?
I was a little worried, to be honest. You know, I was hoping that to see the three-man midfield. I don't know what happened to McTominay. He's been playing so well recently. I'm not sure why you drop him for Fellaini, especially when Fellaini's just come back from an injury, and that's, yep, like, all right, you've been back for 20 minutes. Step up and start. No Pogba was obviously a glaring omission, so.
He did have an injury, unclear how unfit he was. Big start for Fellaini. He's been fit for, you know, a week or two now. I thought this was the biggest surprise. Thought I would like to see Amada in there. He's been playing well in all of our matches, linking play, coming off as a sub and starting, so hard to say why Mata didn't get in. I'd like to see Lingard as a sub in this match. Also, Martial's healthy. He would have been a threat. So definitely missed it, but this team should get the job done. I mean, we had plenty of options on the bench. Very dangerous bench, actually, and we actually used it, but too late.
We never really showed up today. You know, we had the goal at the end, but it was a pretty lackluster performance for United overall.
No excuses, though.
There should be no excuses.
You look at the lineup,
be good
no
enough,
excuses.
But there's like, Fellaini, Young. You'd like to see those players not on the starting 11.
Young did well.
He did well against Salah, but it was 4 days ago, and he's 34. So it's like, he definitely looked a little gassed today. Fellaini didn't look like he had a lot in the tank today. He faded really quick.
Bailly had plenty in the tank. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, sir. Let's jump in first half. United came out of the blocks. Strong in the first 10 minutes, good tempo and intensity, but quickly faded out, and Sevilla's midfield started taking hold of the ball. It was kind of choppy stuff from United. We were hoofballing it to Fellaini from the start. Could never really grab possession in the middle of the field and really turn the attack. So there's a lot of turnovers, and that kind of played in Sevilla's hands.
Yeah, I mean, there were some good 1-2 stuff in the first half a little bit with Lingard and Lukaku and Sanchez. But I feel like once we started reverting to long ball, once we started just looking to find Fellaini, who isn't in form, you know, isn't pulling down every header, winning every aerial. So I was a little worried. You know, I was worried from the jump because the route we were looking to go did not seem like it was going to pay off today because it was all on Fellaini. You know, it was like hitting the ball to Fellaini unless he takes it down every time and finds players that are much more crafty on the ball, it's not going to work out. And I think that was some of our frustrations early on.
And I think Mourinho put Fellaini in there, tried to put a wrench in Sevilla's plans. You know, they want to keep it on the ground. They want to keep it pretty, tiki-taka, Spanish football. And instead, let's do some big brutish English hoofball and maybe catch him off. He clearly went for that tactic. It didn't pay off. But, you know, we did have our chances in the first half. In the fifth minute, we had one of the best chances in the game. Rashford found the byline, crossed it in Lukaku, tries to hold off the defender. I think he smashed his head into the turf, tried to get his left foot behind it, but blocked by the Sevilla defender. So right off the bat, good chance, didn't score. Is it our night?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of an omen for the night a little bit. Lukaku, he did have a good game. I mean, he was running, he was working, he was putting it all in there. But the balls weren't dropping, you know? It was like everything was a second late, second early. It just had that kind of feeling of being an off night.
Yeah, he had a great 1-2 with Lingard as well. Shot the chance wide. But Sevilla early in the first half, they looked to be the more threatening side going forward. It seems to us that we were trying to play counterattacking, but Sevilla was trying to play counterattacking, so neither team wanted to go for the win, and we were kind of waiting each other out. But when Sevilla did get the ball, they looked dangerous, but their shots, they did have a lot of them, but they were a mile over the goal.
No, they were taking very speculative shots from outside the box. But, you know, when they got the ball, they looked more direct. They looked like they knew, they had more confidence on the ball. They moved it better in midfield. They moved it better going forward. They didn't do too much with it because we still had some good legs in defense in the first half. This is where I was calling out for McTominay. That speed that we lose with having Matic and Fellaini, two slow midfielders. McTominay, man, was all over the pitch, kind of like helping out Matic against Liverpool and against Chelsea.
Well, he's good at playing the ball, and he feels the pressure of it's coming at him. Fellaini gave away the ball so many times because he took an extra touch. Wasn't thinking simple like McTominay does. He just gets the ball onto the attackers. Fellaini tried to do too much. He wouldn't get rid of it one time. Back to a defender. They just pick it off him, no problem. I think it's getting up to the pace of European football after you've been out so long. And we really miss that efficient McTominay and the team who just, no bullshit, just gets the ball out wide.
And he covers the pitch. I mean, he's like, he really is kind of like our young, promising box-to-box midfielder because he kind of does a little bit of everything pretty well. But I really think we missed that. That was huge. And then, but we did have a chance, 31 minute, another decent chance for Lukaku. Another good service from Rashford, but once again, can't get on the end of it. Just really, I think he like just missed it and the defender did just enough to put him off, but had that feeling that like things weren't bouncing, the balls weren't bouncing our way for sure.
Yeah, we start to turn the screws towards the end of the first half. I think the 40th minute, 42nd minute, we started just getting opportunities. We felt comfortable holding the ball in their half and getting into the final third. Sanchez had a few good runs inside. And in the 38th minute, there was a great chance for Fellaini. Big man makes a good run, 1-2 with Sanchez, left-footed shot. Great save by the keeper.
Yeah, and that was, vintage Fellaini if it was to go in. Big banger on the left foot. We were just happy that he didn't sky it over the net.
We had our chances. I think we had the better chances in the first half. Sevilla looked better with the ball in our half, but in the final third, we were much more direct. We had scoring opportunities, could have gone in. Lukaku had that one floater that came in. The Sevilla defender got a touch. He had a few header opportunities, corners, free kicks. Fellaini with the clearest cut chance of the game. So we could easily had a goal here.
And we, we probably needed a goal to kind of gain some confidence. But
I know everyone's going to say we played like shit, but the first half, I think we were the better side. If anyone looked to score, it was Manchester United.
Yeah, I think we were the better side. But you got to take your chances and you got to make the most of the opportunities that you're given, because when you're not playing great, you're not going to get as many opportunities as you are when you're rolling. So
going in a half, what are your thoughts? What is Mourinho saying to the boys?
Act like you belong, you know? You are trying to make it to the quarterfinals of the Champions League for the first time in 4 years. First time under Mourinho. It's like, show a little heart. Let's go. Let's up a gear and act like we're playing Liverpool or Chelsea at home. I know it's like we don't have a history with Sevilla, but this is the goddamn Champions League. Let's act like it.
We looked a little out of depth against Sevilla. We don't play teams that play this way in the Premier League, so I think we didn't really impose our will on the game. We kind of let them lull us to sleep a little bit in the middle of the pitch. I thought halftime was good going in 0-0. Let's make a few subs. Let's attack. I told you I think this is going extra time. Neither team looked like they were up for scoring. Came out in the second half, 48th minute. Really dangerous from Sevilla. United is stretched wide. Matic and Fellaini weren't able to get back. Correa got the ball in the middle of the box. Had a difficult touch. And then Bailly comes in out of nowhere. Crunching challenge. Seems like he's playing all four defensive roles. No one moves like him. No one goes into challenges like him. He is in a class of his own. Eric Bailly.
I mean, Chris Smalling's flat-footed, ball-watching. Ashley Young's more of the same, and Bai is the only one running around keeping us in it.
He makes a huge difference, and for us, yeah, we need another Eric Bai. We need to find another center back who's as direct, as intense, and who goes in as hard as Eric Bai, because he saved us from pretty much clear-cut goal-scoring opportunity, and we really got caught out sleeping our midfield there.
Early, you know, right as the second half started, right when you want to come make a statement and hopefully put the game away, you let them come in with a good chance. But then from United, 52nd minute, good chance from us. Lingard gets the ball and is running away from goal. Actually gets a nice shot on across the net, forces a save from the keeper. Good chance.
Yeah, Lingard. He's running at people. He's running away from goal. Just not enough. I told you when we were watching the game, the first person to come off should be Jesse Lingard. Really didn't affect the game. Again, he off the bench, he's good. Sometimes he has a great start. But consistency for the kid, it isn't there to be starting Champions League, in my opinion. I think Mata is the veteran player who should be playing in that role.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but I think the sub that was made in the 60th minute, Pogba came on for Fellaini. Fellaini should have been hooked at half. Honestly, I was like, I think that format was starting to show its holes at the end of the first half. I think you pull Fellaini, put in goddamn 89-pound signing in Pogba, have him go out there.
He only cost 89 pounds?
89 million pounds.
89 million pounds.
Million pounds. Yeah. Before Brexit.
Unbelievable stuff. You love to see Pogba come in. He came in, had a few good passes, but it really hasn't been pulling off for him. I don't know why he's not Pogba of old. I think if you're bench for Champions League coming in, he should be full of piss and vinegar. That was not really the case. Always casual for me, Pogba. What do you think?
No, it was the same. I mean, it was slightly more energy than you would see when he came on. I don't know. You know, his performance against Crystal Palace. He was kind of like, you know, he wasn't showing the most energy of all the players on the pitch. And today, he certainly wasn't either. It was probably a higher level for him, but you got to see more, man. We were like, when we were down, he running back and, you know, defending against the second goal. You just got to see more pep in the kid, you know? He doesn't, like, I'm a little worried.
More fight, more passion.
But you got to see a little bit more fire, a little bit more umption, you know, a little more Sanchez. Just like willing to chase the ball, always run.
It's tough to say when you're talking of Pogba, Sanchez. Why aren't we able to pull out a home European Champions League match? Like, it's unbelievable. To Sevilla. I mean, this team is like, name a player who plays for Sevilla. Like, come on. Yeah, you can't even. Played them, but no one would know before this game. They're the easiest fixture that anyone has. Chelsea's playing Barcelona. They have a better shot than we do. It's unbelievable how we line up for this team. I think mentally we play down to our competition. That has to be the reason why. I'm going to say 74th minute. We all know what happens. Sevilla scores. It was terrible. I'm sure you've all seen it. Yetter. Hey, it was a quick chance, quick take. Baye couldn't do it, you know, everything in the back. And, you know, you're going to have a shot. It was a good take.
Smalling
beat De Gea, right?
I mean, he beat De Gea, but before Smalling should not have let this play to happen. He hesitated. Baye is left one-on-one with Yetter, and Yetter does enough to get around him. Got the fresh legs. And beats the goalkeeper one up.
I mean, it was a good goal, but the game was really a snooze. I mean, Sevilla really didn't have a chance before this. That was clear cut. You know, nothing really threatening. So to say that, you know, Liverpool was a great game when they had a ton of shots and a ton of possession, and then the Sevilla game is terrible when it was really the same type of style. Like, Sevilla had a ton of shots, had a good amount of possession, but nothing really threatening until this chance. And then after this goal, it all fell apart. Mentally, we didn't have it.
Quickly, you know, subs were made too late. We finally do a double sub, 77th minute. Martial for Lingard, Mata for Valencia. But, dude, we should be going for the win. What are you trying to grind it out till penalties? It's like, those subs should have come a lot earlier.
Yeah, I think Lingard should have been hooked for Mata earlier. I think the Pogba sub should have been at halftime.
Yep.
There could have been more sense of urgency. Maybe Mourinho is trying to play for extra time here. You don't know. But the subs didn't really matter. 78th minute, another goal. Horror stuff here. Sevilla with a corner. Ball takes a deflection and finds Yetter again, who's guarded by Ashley Young, who didn't really do enough. Awkward header. Hits the bar, beats De Gea, bad bounce, goes in the net. No goal line technology in Champions League. What do you mean? They still get it right. Goal's a goal. 2-0. And I looked at you, I said, it's over, sir. It's over. And two goals is pretty much impossible. We got to score three to win. I knew we would start fighting back, and we finally did. It took two goals for us to wake up and realize that we're going to get eliminated at Champions League. That's the problem. You look at that team, you look at those players. When we were two down, they were fighting and giving everything they had. Why didn't we do that from the kickoff?
It always takes like going two down against Sevilla, going two down at Palace. That's not how you win games. You have to play every game like you're two down. You know, in the kickoff, two down.
You got to show up.
Yeah, I mean, that goal was horror shit. That was an awful goal to give up. Flat-footed defending. It's like, they're so small, and you give up a corner goal. There's really no excuses. But you're right. It's like the first time we woke up, Lukaku, 84th minute.
Fight night.
Corner for United. Ball trickles through from Rashford, and he slams it home. Like, absolutely wonder. Almost ripped the goalie's head off. So we got the one back. Lukaku deserved it, right? He probably had the best performance of the team, but it wasn't.
He looks like the only one up for the challenge. You know, Rashford looked up for the challenge in Liverpool. Today, he didn't look as comfortable switching position. Lingard didn't really look up for it either. A lot of question marks. Who are we passing to? What are we doing? It's just from the first whistle, it wasn't clear what everyone's job was, and we weren't linking up in a way that was going to win us the game, create the chances on a consistent basis. We did have those chances, but we want to be setting it. We want to be putting the screws to Sevilla. We need to win. We should be attacking. Manchester United should be trying to win that game at home. Mourinho's going to get just destroyed for that and that comment. Clearly, we were rooting and cheering the team on. You were just screaming after we scored that goal, and it wasn't there. The Spaniards lying on the ground, taking forever to do the throw-ins and free kicks. I mean,
we didn't deserve.
Claire OKC.
I mean, we had a couple chances. Rashford had that header that went wide. Lukaku, I think, had another chance that he couldn't get on. But dude, we didn't deserve it.
Hey, it was good to see fight from the boys. If you're looking at this team long term, right? Most people are only thinking about this season. What are we going to win? Why aren't we winning? Da da da. But if you look at this team, they have the fight. It is there. We did put the screws to them. It's just an order of operations, and that has to be blamed on Mourinho.
No, he got it wrong. He got it wrong.
Because the players can do it.
Dude, the lineup was wrong. That lineup was wrong. Fellaini, you do not start Fellaini.
Still, you got to beat him, though. In my opinion, you got to beat him. You put me and you in that team, and you got to beat him, dude.
Oh, we're screwed.
No, I'm letting you know. Like,
you gotta
against
win.
Barcelona, no. Against Sevilla, that Sevilla team, Atletico put five past them.
They were so average.
Atletico put five past them.
They are so average. They are like good on them. They beat us.
And they beat us at OT. That is not cool. It's like it's just I'm going to say the circumstances of the loss, Sevilla at home, when we clearly should be going through. And it's just we're on form. They're not. It's just a bad taste in our mouth. But I'm going to say it's not time to burn down the squad just yet, right?
Hey, man, there might be some cuts that are in the biggest places possible. You know, there are some players that need to get moved out. It might not be who you expect. There's some dead wood, right? Everyone wants to get rid of Ashley Young, Fellaini, et cetera.
I don't want to get rid of Ashley Young.
Okay, well, he should.
You
be,
hate Ashley Young.
I don't hate Ashley Young. He just shouldn't be starting, because if you're a team that wants to win the Champions League, you shouldn't have Ashley Young as your left back.
But Mourinho, in defense, Mourinho doesn't have another left back.
He's got Luke Shaw. He's not hurt.
Yeah, but he doesn't rate Luke Shaw.
Well,
so,
you know what? I don't rate Ashley Young with 3 days rest.
I don't think putting Luke Shaw on that team is going to make the difference between us losing and winning that game.
Hard to say.
Unfortunately, I would say the Fellaini choice could. The Lingard choice could. You put in Mata for Lingard, you put in McTominay for Fellaini, I think we win that game probably.
Yeah.
You know, it's on the margins here.
We should have won the game in the first half.
Exactly.
Come out 2-0, the game's over, you park the bus, it's it. Get ready for the weekend. But instead
we're just having to just rant and rave. All right, reaction. Man United possession wise 51%. Sevilla 49%, so not too shabby. Shots on target. Man United 3, Sevilla 6.
That's awful.
So for all the hemming and hawing about Sevilla getting a ton of shots, they didn't really do a good job of hitting the net. So let's remember, on target, it wasn't too bad.
But, okay, they're the most shots I think we've ever given up in a game or in a Champions League game.
Yeah, but they're the worst shots
we've
ever seen,
too. Dude, we were chasing
a
game. We only have 3 shots on target. That is not good.
No, I concur. It wasn't there for us tonight. It wasn't our performance. It was a flat performance. Crashed out of Europe. No heart showed from the team other than when we scored. And it's a heartbreaker for Manchester United fans worldwide.
You know, we're not like, you know, John and I have always been saying, oh, Champions League victory. I mean, we want to just make a run. We want to make a run because it gets more and more exciting as you move past the rounds. But to crash out against, like, we have the second best draw probably in Europe.
It's embarrassing.
Other than Porto, I think this is a better, slightly better team than Porto, but you should be crushing Sevilla. Like, this team.
Dude, we did way better against Real Madrid, if not for that Nani red card, right?
We did.
Yeah, we did better against
Ferguson. So.
Yeah, I know, but it's one of those things where this United team could go far in Europe, but for some reason, on the night, on the day, it was not our time to shine, and we lost, and we should have lost. And, you know, people are going to say Mourinho's tactics are catching up with him. I don't think we need to all get on the Mourinho out bandwagon and burn down the house just yet. We have a lot to play for in the FA Cup, and we're number two in the league, and that matters to me as a Manchester United fan, finishing above Chelsea, Liverpool, Tottenham, Arsenal. This matters. Yes, City's the best team, but we're the next best team. Where were we last year? Sixth.
Yep.
Can you believe it? Sixth. What would we say? What would we say right now if we were sixth and we just got eliminated in the Champions League? The house would be on fire already.
Proper. I mean, they'd be burning
proper
down.
Proper burn down.
They wouldn't have given a new contract. You're right. But it's just the nature of which, you know, the nature in which we went out, dude. And the, you know what? I didn't feel as bad. I was like starting to feel better, and then I heard his comments, and I feel a lot worse. That shit is not what you want to hear from your manager. That's like, you. What are you insulting the firm? You're insulting Manchester United. Like, come on, dude. You know better than that. You know how.
Yeah, but he's an egomaniac, and he basically can't handle losing, so he has to just like take it. Talk shit on someone, so he decided to talk shit about Manchester United as a club. Not a wise idea. Hopefully, we don't see it from him anymore. I don't want Mourinho to leave. I think this season we're going to finish way stronger than last, and I think we have money to spend. And clearly, Ashley Young shouldn't be our left back. Clearly, Fellaini should go play for PSG. Let's agent Fellaini him over to PSG so we can play him in Champions League and beat him, because Fellaini is not doing the job for us.
Send Smalling to the championship where he belongs. Get a proper center.
Send Smalling to Sevilla, you know? like we said, FA Cup, only silverware left for Manchester United fans. We won silverware. We only got one left. So let's make sure we beat Brighton.
Brighton. And speaking of records, including the 2011 final, the 3-1 loss to Barcelona, United have only won one of their last nine Champions League knockout games. We've drawn three, lost five. We got to improve that. This should have been a win. You know, we had to win today. No excuses, really.
Hey, without Ronaldo, we're not moving forward in the Champions League.
Yeah, bro. We went to the 2011 final without Ronaldo. Yeah. So we didn't need Ronaldo to get there. We just can't beat Barcelona. And after progressing from the last 16 in five successive seasons, they have now been eliminated at this stage in two of their last three Champions League campaigns. That's us, of course, 2013 against Bayern, 2017-18 against Sevilla. So, not so good from Manchester United recently.
Sevilla are also just the third side to score two or more goals at Old Trafford against United under Mourinho. Manchester City did it twice, and Burnley was the other side. So, not an easy thing to do to score two at OT, but Sevilla had it in them. Couldn't believe it. Goddamn Yetter. Injuries, moving on. Herrera, Jones, and Rojo all still out. We have a healthy bench. We got a great team. Bai's back. He is the difference maker. I said we need to clone him. We need to figure out how to get more Eric Bai's.
Get three of them.
Left no, backs. He would literally play right back, both center backs, and left back. Like, there's no other player that would start over him.
Just making boss tackles all over the field.
I mean, maybe Fosu Mensah, you bring him back. So bring back Fosu Mensah for next season. I think we just need a little more grit. We need to have teams fear us, right? Imagine having a formidable back four and then Matic sitting in front of that. And like Gerard said, you shouldn't be playing two holding midfielders if you want to win. You should only play Matic in there and put in Mata for fucking Fellaini. We'd be ready to rock.
Something. You got to do something, but wasn't good enough. Goddamn, wasn't good enough. Sorry.
This is a tough loss for you, sir. This is a hard hit for you.
Dude, we overcame Chelsea. We overcame Palace away down.
Oh, Palace shaking in my boots.
No,
Crystal
but
Palace.
No, Liverpool, we outplayed Liverpool and won, deservedly. We, like, came out tepid as shit.
So guess what? We're doing great in the league. It's like
4 points clear.
Yeah, it's like easy money. Like, let's keep winning games. Like, let's start giving youth a chance. Like, in the league, there's a lot to play for in the FA Cup. It hurts not being in the Champions League. I think we think we're better than we are. If you look at Paul Pogba, if he was playing very well right now, I would see us easily beat Sevilla. He has been a shadow of his former self, and he is on the bench. And when you lose a star like that, it's hard to recover. Like, is Mata going to do that job?
Nope.
Who's going to come in? And Sanchez really hasn't been able to find his spot in the United team either. So it's like you kind of have two factors working against us. Sanchez needs more time. Mourinho probably doesn't even know what his best starting 11 is. That's another issue. So everyone's going to jump on Mourinho, but, you know, he's trying to play different systems against different teams, and he doesn't really know his best attacking players and where they should play. Is Rashford on the left? Is Rashford on the right? Is Sanchez a 10? Obviously, Lukaku's the 9. But, you know, it's a lot of unknowns here, and I think it's good because we need to sort that out to advance in the Champions League. Now, you go to look at Real Madrid, they know who's playing.
They know who's in that starting 11.
You know, look at Barcelona. They know who's playing.
They know who's playing.
We're getting to that point. We're getting to that point. Ship Fellaini out. Bring another CDM. Hey, McTominay, maybe he's bang-on starter. But there's work to do with this side, and we've been playing well recently. But that doesn't mean we're ready to be going into the quarterfinals of the Champions League.
I mean, we should be. We should be as a Manchester United club because we should always be trying to play up.
But with Pogba on the bench?
Dude, Pogba, why is Pogba on the bench? Pogba on the bench?
Pogba in form and playing week in, week out.
I haven't seen Paul Pogba in form since September. So it's like we haven't seen him play at a strong level since the injury, since Sanchez was signed. There hasn't been like that same glimpses of magic that we were all accustomed to last season, beginning of this season. So it's the nature of the defeat. It's the stakes of the actual match, and it's the comments that the manager said at the end of the game. That's why I'm really gutted at the moment. You lose, that's one thing. I can get over that. I'll be over that by tomorrow. But like, those comments are shitty. Those are some shit comments from Mourinho about Manchester United.
Yeah, but the Mourinho press dynamic since he became all the press hates Manchester United. But since Mourinho became our manager, it's unbelievable how many people pile on to him. And how much they fucking talk shit about Mourinho. It's unbelievable. He's facing down the barrel of like every journo, every pundit, just like come at him so hard. And clearly he's just like going to make it worse because that's what he does. That's what Mourinho does. And so I get that dynamic a little bit. It's just more for me looking at our team and saying if Ronaldo's not playing well, Real Madrid aren't going to win the Champions League. For us, if Pogba's not playing well, we're not going to go far in the Champions League. It's like you have certain talisman players that you buy for high price tags that need to be producing for you. And when they don't, I mean, we can't afford Pogba not to play well. How many 90 million pound midfielders can we buy? You know, there's only one and we need him to play well. And when he doesn't, our midfield looks like shit. And that's the reason why we lost today.
We didn't look like shit on Saturday.
I don't think we controlled the midfield on Saturday.
I think we did better than we did against Sevilla.
I think we defended better. It's probably McTominay, but either way, my point is that if you want to compete at the highest level in Europe, you need those all-stars to step up to that stage. You need Lukaku to play lights out. You need Pogba to play lights out. And right now, we have one, not the other. And in the middle of the park, it hurts us not having Pogba linking everything together. Long ball to Lukaku. Like, it makes no sense to me he's on the bench for this.
No, I
start
agree.
And he comes in and you're like, yeah, maybe he should be on the bench. He doesn't look good.
He didn't do shit. He didn't do shit. That's the thing is you assume he should be on starting. Obviously, he's 90 million pounds. The only player as an outfield player that looked like he's worth 90 million pounds was Romelu Lukaku. Pogba was like, who the fuck is that dude? He looks like a nothing player. He didn't do anything special in that game. He had like one or two decent passes, but there was no one that was like, Lukaku was running at players trying to make something happen. Pogba's got a long way to go, man. He's got a long way to go.
It could be motivation. It could be him and the manager. We'll see. Bouncing out of the Champions League doesn't help the momentum on that front with Pogba.
Nope.
But enough about that match.
We're moving on.
We have better things to talk about. Our next game, thank God there's another game, is Manchester United versus Brighton. And that's at Old Trafford, Saturday, March 17th, 12:45 p.m. Pacific time, FA Cup. Sixth round, mate. Last piece of silverware to play for. Manchester United need to show up. We need to turn it around. We got a quick turnaround to Saturday, but we need to show up. And something tells me McTominay is going to be in the squad.
Mick, Mick, McTominay. Hey, man, he's been playing well. Put him back in the starting 11.
Who would have thought?
You ain't going to see Filani again for a minute, but you'll probably see Paul. Paul should be back in the starting 11, I would think.
I hope so.
Anyway,
I hope he starts.
Playing Brighton. God damn it. We're playing the Seagulls. No excuses.
They're probably better than Sevilla, for the record. If Brighton played Sevilla, they
I don't know. It would be tough. 2-2 draw.
I mean, it could literally, that's a coin flip game right there, you know? So
honestly, God. Anyway, first time we played Brighton was in January of 1909, also in the FA Cup, and United won that fixture 1-0 at home, so.
Yeah, lifetime against Brighton, we've won 11, drawn 5, and only lost once. So this is our MO.
Yeah, and we beat them earlier at home this year, 1-0. We still haven't played the reverse fixture, but 1-0, it sounds like we got a trend going.
Yeah, and with City out of the FA Cup, we need a big performance. We need a big statement. Manchester United should be winning silverware, I want to say, every year. That's me just being spoiled. We're going to finish second, and if we win the FA Cup, I'll take it. Compared to last year, we're going to make the Champions League again. We're going to strengthen the squad, and we're going to put up some silverware. I would take that season. This season, we weren't going to win the league, and we weren't going to win the Champions League. You have to be realistic. You know, I think it's winning the league a year early. I think next year is the money year. Mourinho doesn't win it, he's out.
Yeah, he has to be. I mean, we don't win this year. And I don't think we ever win in the Champions League. I don't think you win this year in the Premier League.
Well, either or. If City's winning, then you have to win the Champions League.
Okay, with the way City's playing, I didn't know that. In September, I didn't realize they're going to just keep winning. Until December. I don't know if everybody called that. Champions League is tougher, but I think, dude, if we actually finish strong, second, conviction, maybe within 10 points, maybe within 12, you know, 10 points, let's get it under double digits. Let's win the FA Cup, right? Because City's out. That's a great point. City's out, so you don't have to beat a Chelsea or a Tottenham or whoever's left in it. But boys, we gotta win this. Brighton, we got to beat those Seagulls.
We're all in for the FA Cup.
Let's go, baby.
What's your lineup, sir? What do you think? Who's going to start?
Lineup. We're talking Dave Saves. You know what? What's his name?
Romero.
Romero, keep waiting, bro. It's like, now this is the Champions League for us.
We got to move him on.
Dude, I think in Valencia, by Smalling takes a seat to Lindelof, and then Shaw finally due for his start. I'm thinking a nice midfield three of Matic, McTominay, Pogba, and then Sanchez, Lukaku, Martial. That should, dude, 4-3-3, baby. Easy like.
All right, I'm going to do Dave Saves the Net, Valencia, Bai, Smalling. I want to say Shaw, but I'm going to say Young. I'm going to go Matic, McTominay, Mata, Martial, Sanchez, Lukaku.
Pogba's
on the bench. He didn't show me that he should start.
He didn't show me that.
It depends where you play him, because I think it's Matic, McTominay, Pogba then, right? You have to play Matic, McTominay, and Pogba in the midfield.
That's what I want.
Because you can't bench McTominay right now. He's such hot fire. Either way, sir, what's your prediction? What's the score?
1-0. I like the sound of 1-0.
I like the sound of 3-1. I'm going to take 3-1. We're going to beat the Seagulls.
Pogba hat-trick off the bench?
We're at home. We need to bounce back hard. I think the boys will do it. Lukaku, I think he's going to get a brace. He seems to be the most dangerous Manchester United player right now. It's just all about getting the ball to him, which we're trying, and we're not as efficient as we should be.
Could have used some of those Perisic long balls in today, dude.
Yeah, Perisic. Yeah. What could have been? Either way, just looking around the FA Cup quarterfinals here, we have Swansea City, Tottenham. That's an interesting match. You can expect Tottenham to move on. We have Wigan Athletic, Southampton. Oh, expect Southampton to move on. Leicester City and Chelsea. Would love to see an upset. Maybe Leicester beats Chelsea. Either way, who do you think we're going to play in the final, sir, when we get there?
I think, that's a good one, sir. I mean, I could see us like playing Southampton, you know, like Tottenham and Chelsea. I don't know, sir. It's all about the draw.
No, I know, but if you hypothetically, I think you could see a Manchester United Tottenham.
Tottenham, bro, at Wembley.
Yeah, you know, I can see Chelsea choking. They haven't been playing well as of late. They're probably going to get bounced by Barcelona.
They got a big game tomorrow against Barca.
And it's a quick turnaround for them. Well, they got a match on Sunday. Either way, all in on the FA Cup.
Let's go, boys.
Silverware. It was the Champions League. Now it's FA Cup. And you know what? Now we can focus on an easy job, sir. Easy money. FA Cup. No problem.
Let's do it, baby.
United in the news. Jose Mourinho says Manchester United's Champions League exit is nothing new for the club, surprisingly referencing how he has knocked them out twice as a manager. Sky Sports trolling.
Ouch.
The Red Devils. How dare you, Jose? That's not going to get you any supporters. I saw on Twitter people calling for Mourinho out. And when you to bounce out to Sevilla, no big deal. But to say that, that is a big deal to Manchester United fans. That's just putting salt in the wound. I have no idea what that is for. He used to manage Chelsea. He didn't even win the Champions League with Chelsea. So, I mean, he's won it with Porto. He's won it with Inter. So I don't know what the point of the comments here are.
Why say it? Why say it, sir? Why say it? Have it, like, come on, man. You gotta
is he
know.
Bigger than the club?
No one's bigger than the is club.
Does he think he's bigger than the club? Is that why Pogba and him are in a feud? I don't know.
Well, Pogba might think he's bigger than the club, man. I don't know if it's Mourinho's issue, Pogba's issue, but you should not be saying shit like this ever. Really,
how does
ever.
It make you feel, sir?
That's, dude, furious. Obviously, I'm furious. I'm sure a lot of United fans are furious. Don't even want to talk about it anymore, to be honest. I'm just so pissed off.
Next item, Marouane Fellaini is not a Manchester United player, and Jose Mourinho's decision to start him against Sevilla backfired. Per the Sun, Fellaini did not look good, did not look sharp. As you could expect, he hadn't started in so long, and to throw him into a Champions League tie like that didn't work out too well. And when you're the manager and you played a great starting 11 against Liverpool and you change it up, I think it's on you.
Dude, you choked, man. Unfortunately, he balked. He should have played the kid. Unless McTominay was hurt, you got to play the kid. He's been playing, honestly, he's been playing so well with Matic in the midfield, making tackles, closing players down. Why would you put slow-ass Fellaini in there and play long ball?
Goddamn Mourinho. Goddamn Mourinho. God you damn play it. Fellaini, you lose the match, and then you troll us? Get out of town.
Yeah, seriously.
Get out of town.
Two strikes, bro.
Romelu Lukaku has scored 5 goals in the Champions League this season, the most by a Manchester United player in the competition since Wayne Rooney.
Anyway, Lukaku, man, good on him to get that big, beastie goal at the end of the game. He had a good run.
I mean, he was a great takeaway. He played well at Liverpool, played well against Sevilla, played well against Chelsea. He is in form. It's great to see the player that we brought in for the most money last summer really hitting his stride. He's showing us what he's made of. Lukaku, goals come easy for Romelu.
Someone scoring.
And Graham Souness slams Manchester United. You are giving the middle finger
as we speak. I hate him so much.
He slams Manchester United for lacking imagination in the Sevilla defeat. They resorted to just lumping it to a big center forward per the Daily Mail. Ooh, how does it make you feel?
Sir, I got no problem against that. I mean, it worked against Liverpool. It's just that the big forward happened to be Fellaini and not Lukaku in this instance.
Yeah, you know, he double tree. He tried to put two trees in there.
The long ball was first half, and that was just like, this ain't going to work. And Graham Souness, like, take a walk, mate. Like, what do you know about anything? He hates Pogba, hates Manchester United.
No,
dude,
of course.
He's not wrong, but, like, I couldn't give a shit what he thinks.
He was pretty quiet when we beat Liverpool last weekend.
Mean mugging.
You can expect some harsh words from Souness.
And Romelu Lukaku says Manchester United players went hiding during Champions League exit to Sevilla.
Hey, you play that well, you deserve to tell your teammates they didn't step up to the plate, and they didn't.
They didn't. It's true. He stepped up. He made a lot of good runs. He tried to make things happen. Got a goal. No one else helped him out.
Yeah, Lukaku can't do it on his own, although he might be able to. He might.
Speaking of the worst, Mourinho might say I'm the worst manager in Premier League history. But tonight, he's a manager who spent nearly $1 billion in his career, and his team plays like that. Frank De Boer on BN Sports. Well, Frank De Boer, you're an idiot. The worst manager in Premier League history.
Well,
first of all, this is factually inaccurate. He hasn't spent $1 billion in his career. Maybe he has. But he has.
But
he's won two Premier League titles and
of course,
two Champions League.
Mourinho slated him.
Savaged.
He slated him. And then De Boer comes back, and he does have a point. You know, he says that, look, you might talk shit about me, but if I put a team out there, I wouldn't play that way. And you can kind of see that if you look at the top managers around the world, the Ancelottis, the Zidanes, you know, all these great managers, they're not playing football like that. The Pep Guardiolas, you know, they're not trying to. Mourinho, like, trolls football. He always has trolled football, and he's able to win in this way and be very tactical, very defensive, very conservative with his results. It's worked for him in the past, but now doesn't really seem to be working, right? I don't know if it's the players, but you know, you try to play a Fellaini in that game, and you know,
didn't look good.
Didn't feel good as a Manchester United fan. So I have to agree with De Boer on that one. Coming into Manchester United, the team plays a certain way. Attack, attack, attack. Mourinho's trying to, if you're ever going to attack, it'd be when you're in the home match,
zero,
in a Champions
draw,
League tie. Like, how dare you?
No, but the thing that riles me up is, like, you get these chumps on TV.
But they're right.
They are right, but anyone can be right. I could be fucking right if I'm on TV.
We are right,
but Frank de Boer is a chump, and Graham Souness is a chump. Like, come on.
No, of course they're chumps, but
they're right. Yeah,
the
of course
point
right.
is,
we're not playing good enough. We spent a ton of money.
No, style of play. It's not like we came out and tried to attack.
I know.
And couldn't score. It's like we just look like we're playing backwards. It doesn't make sense. Like, the questions that could be asked about the team and the performance don't make sense given the money spent and the level of manager that we have in our team. That should not, like, Lingard, like, has no idea what to do with the ball, getting it from Bailly from the back four. You know, like, this
Fellaini,
easy question.
Fellaini, you started Fellaini. He's played for 60 minutes of a vital win. Enough said, man. I actually like Fellaini, but, like, he just came back from injury. He's played 20 minutes against Liverpool, and all of a sudden you start him? I mean, I don't have any idea. He's not Bailly. Bailly is an instant starter.
I think Mourinho likes Fellaini too much. Manchester United fans must hope Alexis Sanchez has hit rock bottom and cannot slip any further, per the Telegraph.
Tough. It's tough United in the news today, sir.
Tough United in the news. Taking the punches here. Sanchez, people think he's not playing well. I think today he actually looked dangerous cutting inside with the ball. He always has a pass that opens him up. He had a great pass to Rashford. In Liverpool, he had great passes to Mata. I think he's just not getting the ball in his most dangerous position. But you can't say he's terrible, can you?
Well, I think the whole team is terrible at the moment.
Looks better than Lingard.
I mean, they neither looked very good. Neither did much. I think you can say that. I think he had a good game against Liverpool. He put a really good team performance in. He, like, tracked back, did everything he was asked of. Today, we just didn't look very good going forward. So, of course, like, one of our best players didn't have a great game. I actually thought he looked awesome in, like, the first 10 minutes with Lukaku. They started to get their one touches down, and, like, you can see that relationship is going to be
huge for us. He had a good 1-2 with Fellaini that led to one of the best opportunities of the game. So, you know, he's involved. It's just not as consistent. As we're used to seeing, where Arsenal, just their strategy was, like, pass them the ball anytime they get it. Changing topics from the terrible win, a great Manchester United legend, Michael Carrick, confirms he's going to retire at the end of the season. Big ups to you, Michael Carrick. End of an era. You know, he saw that he was a part of the good days, and those good days are no more. Sir.
Far behind. He's the last of it, man. He's the last of the 08-09 team, right? The one in the Champions League.
Yep.
Last one left. We love Michael Carrick. He's a true legend. And we're glad he's sticking around. Apparently he's going to stick around the coaching staff. So
yeah,
good with that.
Love Michael Carrick. A legend. A true legend and a scholar. Learned under the tutelage of Paul Scholes. One of the finest midfielders ever to grace the pitch.
Not a doubt.
It's definitely a tough one. We're going to miss Carrick. But
thanks for
keep
the memories.
On keeping on.
Thanks for the two goals against Roma. I mean, thanks for the titles, baby.
Hey, and a quick recap. We wanted to follow up on the Jamie Carragher article from last week. Just so we could, end on the high point. Apparently, he came out and apologized. He got suspended from Sky Sports. Jamie Carragher, the Twitter sphere was going crazy with people talking smack and laying down that he needs to be fired and he's a terrible person. My bit of banter on that is, hey, Carragher, that was a chump move, but at the end of the day, he should be able to be on TV and be a pundit. I just like him as a punching bag. Never won the title. It's easy. He's a funny guy. So no hard feelings, Carragher, but keep the spit in the Range Rover next time.
Yeah, spit in a cup, man. Like, I don't know, but he had a proper alpaca spit. That was, like, very, very nasty. But, dude, whatever. He apologized. Actually, even the daughter was like, don't fire him. I like him and Gary, so I'm cool. I don't really care.
Well, I know. I just, like, I want him around so he can make fun of him. He's, like, a funny guy to give lip to.
That accent
to. I mean,
is incredible.
Like, yeah, exactly. So, jumping to fan questions. Number one, Max from New Jersey. What is the problem with Paul Pogba, and what is the solution, sir?
Mate, I don't know, man. This is going to sound pretty draconian, but he might It might be Mourinho. I think it might just be him. I think he might just have a bad attitude. Might not be able to hack England. It's a little tough. You know, it's like, I'm a little worried about Paul. I think he might have to ship him.
So, percentage chance. What are the chances we ship him this summer? Or he wants to leave?
I think it's 50-50. I think it's pretty high at this point.
I think it's lower, given he was all buddy-buddy with Mourinho after the Liverpool game. I'm going to say it's maybe like 20%. I think he's going to stick around. I think Pogba actually might stick around post-Mourinho. I could see either things going well for Mourinho next year or him getting the boot. But people talking about they want Mourinho out over some comments he made, it's not going to happen. He just signed a new deal. We're stuck with Mourinho through next year at a minimum. I think next year is probably the expiration date for Mourinho anyway. It's usually 3 to 4 years. And if he doesn't do a good job, if I could see him being gone middle of the season if City just have another great run and we're behind and then everything's going to fall apart, right? So it's kind of the problem with United is it's title or bust, and there's so much pressure that if it doesn't all go your way, it's like you're fired. And then, like, who are we going to bring in? Like, who are we going to bring in?
I don't know. Pellegrino?
Who's going to coach this team? Know, like, bring back Sir Alex.
I wish.
It's like we're dying here.
He knows better. He knows
it's
better.
It's like, so the funny part is we're going to bring another manager that's going to over-attack, and we're going to get all these goals scored on against us.
Goals.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll see. I mean, either way, Pogba, Mourinho, follow that story. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, we don't know. Number two, we deserve every bit of this. Why did we change the team from Saturday at Red Bearded Red?
Good question.
I have no idea why we changed the team from Saturday. That team probably would have won. I think that team would have won. I don't think it would have been pretty, but I think we could have got a goal. I think Mata and McTominay were the difference in the middle of the field. Mata has a composure, knows how to open it up, put Sanchez into dangerous areas, put Rashford into dangerous areas. You know, when you have that Fellaini, that bumbling, rumbling on the field, you're not going to get that same performance.
No, and against the team that you're playing at, you need to keep the ball on the ground. You need players that can do that. Got it wrong there. So Red Bearded Red, we agree with you. Why did we make any changes?
Why would you even consider it? Who is the ideal center back to bring us back to those Vidic and Fernand days? This is at DeGonza 20. Sir, who can we buy? Who's out there? We have Eric Bailly.
He's the only starter
for the job. Someone else. Smalling looks, but he looks like he makes Smalling better, at least.
I mean, he can't make him worse. I don't know, like an Alderweireld. I can't even say that guy. Alderweireld. He's like a pretty good center back, and I think we can get a decent deal on him because he's out of contract. But I think you need like a little bit of competition
for that center back. You know.
Oh yeah, for him, of course. But we'll give him fat wages. He could play next to Eric Bailly, the maniac.
I think McGuire would be a great, kind of a big, strong, stoic center back with Bailly, who's a little more fiery. They could play off each other. Either way, I think we're due for at least one. Got to give Lindelof another year. You need another year.
Without a doubt.
And hopefully we'll see what happens. But defense was an issue. As soon as we started going for the win, you know, there's issues at the back. And I want to say it's Fellaini tracking back. Our midfield is the liability there. You saw that chance that Sevilla had where Bailly had to come in and make that challenge. It was ridiculous. Carrera had the ball.
I mean, that was Smalling, and the first goal was Smalling, and the second goal was just terrible all around. Bad luck, too. But you need to find someone to partner with Bailly. It's not Smalling. Maybe it's Lindelof. Doubt it. But we gotta spend some money at center back.
We're going to spend some money this summer. I'm going to say over, under 150 mil.
All in or on center
all
backs?
In.
Over 200 mil, bro.
You think so?
Not
you
net.
Said that was too much last year.
No, you said 300, but net, it'll probably be around 150, but we're going to spend at least 200 mil.
Yeah, I think that's the number.
80 million on our center. We're going to pay like as best center back we can get.
But here's the big question is, do you want Mourinho spending that 200 million given the way he wants to play? And would he buy like another Fellaini type character over, you know, a Jesus or, you know, attacking player like City would be going for?
I mean, I don't know. City spent more money on fucking defense than anybody over the last 2 years. If you look at all the center backs they bought, all the wing backs they bought, I think we need to spend some more money on defense because we've got plenty of attacking power.
We need a left and right back, dude.
Yeah, we do. And they bought four of them. They bought like six center backs. It's like we need to buy more center backs. We need to buy the best center backs, and we need to overpay because as much as we like to like nip some random player from Spain that no one's ever seen or really heard of more than a season, Those sometimes work, but we need people that are like proven top talent, Champions League, Premier League, people that can put in a shift and are going to do the job, because that's what we're lacking.
And we're going to kick a blue real hard. It's been great. Everyone keep your heads up. Keep calm. Carry on. Manchester United, we will be back. We will be in the quarterfinals of Champions League. Hopefully semifinals. We're going to strengthen the squad. And we're all in on the FA Cup, sir.
Let's go, boys. Taking down those Seagulls this weekend. Kicking a blue.
As always, kicking a blue.
And Chelsea.